right? And it's second down and about 4 yards to go, 5 yards to go from the 30. There's the snap. Handoff, running back number 9, Luke Hartz, breaks away for nearly a first down, and then he got it. Down to the 24, and a flag flies late on the tackle. Bulldogs helping up. Man, they just tackled, and let's see what the officials have to say and offer. The holding. No, wait a minute. Thought they initially had signaled a holding. But now they're going to talk it over with the middle. Was it an illegal shift? Not sure. And we've had a number of penalties tonight to try and assess. As it stands, it was a first down run, but we'll see what happens after the penalty is assessed. 28-21, Johnson Creek leading here over the Ithaca Bulldogs. Lots of points to keep track of. 14-0, the Bulldogs were up. Johnson Creek answered with 21 straight points. Bulldogs tied it up at 21. Now Johnson Creek has taken the lead. 28-21 the score. So they're going to mark the penalty against Johnson Creek all the way to the 39-yard line on what would have been a first down. It will be a first and 10, though, it looks like. Is that correct? Johnson Creek coaches are not happy with it. Boy, we need to have a legal analyst to figure out all of the stuff that's going on here and the assessment of the penalties tonight. Officials letting both sides know. As it stands, the ball has moved back to the 40-yard line. Johnson Creek in Ithaca territory at the 40, and it looks like that's what's going to stand. First and 10 from the 40 for Johnson Creek, leading by a touchdown, 11:04 to go. Wraparound handoff, and the running back's going to move and groove for a few up to the 30-yard line. Gain of about 9 yards for Luke Hartz. Hartz running downfield, and he is brought down by Bargent and company. And also Ethan Berkram, second down. Well, they got a lot of it back, didn't they? All the way for second and 1 yard to go. Johnson Creek eating up some time, but more importantly to them, trying to take it for another score, which would make it tough on the Bulldogs, trying to take advantage of the fumble. Oh, high snap. Herman runs to the far side and then slides down. Bulldogs were coming after him, and he decides just to go down. Loses about 3 yards. Third down and about 4 yards to go for Johnson Creek. Will they try a field goal here? Almost looked like they were going to the sideline to get a tee. One player comes out, Aiden Smith, or Johnson Creek seems to be banged up. Now third down, they're going to go for it from around the 35-yard line. There's the snap, handoff for the running back who stops, goes a couple of yards, and then wrapped up by the Bulldogs. Looks like he could be short of the first down. Cody Burns with a nice stop there for the Bulldogs defense. Fourth down, about a yard to go for Johnson Creek. 9:35 remaining in the football game tonight. 28-21 in favor of Johnson Creek. They are looking it over. Bulldogs trying to dig in on the defense. Johnson Creek almost like they're trying to draw them off sides here. I think they've got too many guys on the field. They run one off now at the last moment. Fourth down play. Herman looks to the sidelines. How long do they let it go? I think they're just trying to draw the Bulldogs off. Herman looking to the back judge. And now we'll take a timeout. They take it as far as they can on fourth down. Timeout by Johnson Creek. 8:54 remaining in the football game tonight. 28-21 the score in favor of the host Blue Jays over the visiting Bulldogs here on WRCO and WRCO.com.
Looking for great deals? Check out Wisconsin Surplus Online Auction. Bid from the comfort of your computer on state and local municipal surplus. They offer daily auctions with a wide variety of items, including cars, trucks, boats, equipment, collectibles, tools, guns, jewelry, and much more. Visit WisconsinSurplus.com now before you miss today's auctions. Don't forget to like Wisconsin Surplus Online Auction on Facebook. Happy bidding!
Timeout is ending here. Fourth down for Johnson Creek and about a yard or so to go. Boy, it's been a fun football season. It seems like we just got underway, and that was back third week of August, and really have enjoyed the games this year. We've really had some thrillers on the air this year. Lots of close games. Fourth down for Johnson Creek in Bulldog territory. Trying to keep the ball a little longer. Bulldog showing blitz. There's the snap. Kerman with a handoff. The running back puts his shoulder down, and I think he's got a first down. Crosses the 30 to the 29-yard line. Brought down by several of the Bulldogs. Aiden Coleman in there. That'll move the sticks for Johnson Creek. So that'll be right around the 28-yard line for Johnson Creek in Ithaca territory. 8:40 to go. They're trying to go for a touchdown, which would possibly get them up there and I wouldn't say seal the fate of the Bulldogs, but certainly would make it tough on them. There's a handoff. Great play in the backfield. Bulldogs make the tackle. Nolan Walter brings the running back down behind the line of scrimmage. Luke Hartz had nowhere to go. Second down and 11 yards to go for Johnson Creek. Ball back around the 32-yard line. 8:05 remaining in the football game tonight in WIAA tournament play. Two men wide left, one man wide right. And the quarterback, Kerman, barking out the signals. Hand off, and goes to Jackson Robbie, and he rolls across the 25, down to the 23. Ball came loose, but I believe it was blown dead. Tackle is made by Wyatt Hilby, and that'll give Johnson Creek 5 yards. They are right around the 24-yard line, third down for the Blue Jays. 7:30 remaining in the football game. 28-21 Johnson Creek. Herman, the running back to the left side, and then the flags fly. I believe somebody may have lined up in the neutral zone. The backside official is going to assess the situation here. Stops the clock with 7:20 remaining in the football game tonight. Johnson Creek by a touchdown. Boy, the Bulldogs trying desperately to slow them down here and get the ball back. Highland leading North Crawford. That is 26-0 in the fourth quarter. Eight-player football tonight and a showdown there. Reedsburg up on Catholic Memorial, 25-0. Mount Hora Barneveld, 36-0 over Waterford. I believe the official picked up his flag. Third down and 5 yards to go from the 23-yard line. Awaiting the snap is Herman. Takes the snap, backs up to his 30, pumps short. Now looking, the Bulldogs coming after him. Now he's going to loft one along the sideline. Incomplete. Intended for Aiden Smith. Smith had gotten open down around the 10-yard line. But the pass kind of let him out of bounds. Really good pass defense by the Bulldogs. And pressure on the quarterback by Wyatt Hilby. He is back there along with Wes Nelson. Fourth down. That play stops it with 7:07 remaining. Fourth down from the 23-yard line of Ithaca. Johnson Creek by a touchdown late in this WIAA tournament play. Herman awaiting the snap from center. Backs off to around the 30. Looking, now lofting it toward the end zone, and it is incomplete. Caden Keller on the coverage. Luke Hartz, the intended receiver. So they'll turn it over on downs. That's a big break for the Bulldogs, who fumbled it at the 35-yard line, their own. That means that the Bulldogs will get it back in, let's see, 7:01 remaining, 28-21. They trail this game. Ball resting right around the 24-yard line. Ithaca zone 24. The Bulldogs up to the football. They're back on offense. First and 10. There's the snap from center. Handoff going to Rowan. Cutting left side. He's got some room. Moves to the left. Moves to the right. 40, 45. Out to midfield. Good run out of the shotgun snap to Nolan Waldner. Nolan Waldner with a great run. Taking it out of the Wildcat. Tackled by Luke Hartz. And the chains move for the Bulldogs out to midfield. 6:50 remaining in the football game. 28-21. Johnson Creek in the lead. Bulldogs out to the football. First and 10. Ball resting just short of the midfield line. Everybody in tight. Some tight gaps. And awaiting the snap. They're going to snap it again to Waldner. Runs left side. Puts the shoulder down into Johnson Creek territory at the 48-yard line. So the tackle made on the far side after the running back, Waldner, gets 2 yards. So Waldner, who has been taking a few snaps at quarterback tonight and looking good in that department, Bulldogs with 6 minutes to go, down by 7 in this one, just into Johnson Creek territory. A drive that started at Ithaca's own 24-yard line. Second down. There's the play. Snap. And Jones pitches to Nelson. Wesley, nowhere to go. Spun around. Gets to the 50. Did well to get to the 49. Back to the line of scrimmage. Great coverage by Johnson Creek, number 24 on the tackle, Owen Blakely. Flags fly late. A flag comes out, and the official coming back to talk it over with the main official. And we've seen some penalties here tonight. Stops the clock with 5:29 remaining. 28-21, Johnson Creek in the lead. So as the discussion continues, they're going to talk it over with the Bulldogs captain. They're going to call it against the Bulldogs. Unsportsmanlike penalty. So I'm not sure if something was said. There was nothing in terms of a hit or anything. But 15-yard penalty will stop the Bulldogs' forward progress and move it from the 49 of Johnson Creek back to around the 36-yard line, Ithaca's own. So that's a tough one. Again, the Bulldogs have coming in here. You got to play pretty close to mistake-free football. They turn it over 3 times, and this is a big penalty. Third down play coming up for Ithaca. Ball right across the 36-yard line. 28-21, Johnson Creek. Bulldogs up to the football. Clock starts again. They're stomping in the stands here at Johnson Creek. Back to throw is Jones. Nowhere to go. Gets free. Throws it. It's complete at the 40. The Bulldogs gain a little bit of the penalty yardage back on the catch by Ethan Burkrum. Ridden out of bounds by Owen Blakely. So it's fourth down. Now, after all that, and the Bulldogs will probably punt the football. They trail 28-21. I would think they'll punt it away and try to rely on their defense. So the punter is coming out. That is Devin Heim. Or he drops back. Thompson Creek fans are stomping in the stands. Feet might feel like clubs now. There's the, oh, they're going to fake it. And here's a throw on the far side, and it is going to be almost intercepted and then knocked away by the Bulldogs' intended receiver. So I'm throwing out to the far side, and Burkrum, I believe, was the intended receiver, and stepping in to try and pick it off was Tanner Herman. So the Bulldogs with a fake punt will turn it over on down. And Johnson Creek will take over at the Ithaca 40-yard line. 5:14 to go. Bulldogs going with a little bit of a gamble there. But I guess in that situation, you got to try to make something happen. And they nearly did. First and 10 for Johnson Creek. awaiting the snap from center, and Herman takes it. Hands off and a run immediately, spinning around to the 40, down to the 35. Good all-purpose run as they take a few yards. Ball came out at the end, but it had been blown dead. Owen Blakely, the ball carrier. Houston Garcia Bolin with a tackle. Good to see him back out there. He had to leave the game a little bit earlier injured. Both teams have had some bumps and bruises, and Wyatt Hill be back in there as well at this point, playing that linebacker spot. Second down, 4:39 to go. Johnson Creek leading by 7. Taking as much time as they can between plays. The hand up for the back judge, and now here's the handoff. Bulldogs tackle the running back. Nice play right around the 35-yard line. No gain on the play. Coming out to make the stop was Mac Neef. There's another guy that's played through injury this year, coming back. They didn't think he'd be back after getting injured earlier this year, and he has made an impact since played sparingly in the homecoming game, I believe. That brings up a third down for Johnson Creek. 4 minutes to go, 28-21, Blue Jays leading the Bulldogs. And there is the snap. Oh, I don't know what happened, but the snap didn't happen. Somebody jumped before the ball was, and I think everybody knew the count, but the center. That used to happen to me all the time. Ball stayed in the same spot, and it's a 5-yard penalty for the Blue Jays. That's it off to the 40-yard line. 3:52 to go. Johnson Creek with a ball on the Bulldogs' 40-yard line. After the Bulldogs' fake punt failed, Johnson Creek leading by 7. Third down and 10. This would be a big stop for the Bulldogs, and they can get it done. Herman, the quarterback, out of the shotgun and fakes the handoff, rolling to the right side. Nowhere to go. Bulldogs coming after him. He's running with it down the sideline. Breaks a tackle. 30, 25, and out of bounds. Wow, that hurts. Bulldogs made a couple of great efforts to get him, but he is a very elusive running quarterback, and he gets the first down. Bulldogs had him stopped probably 10 yards behind the line of scrimmage, but couldn't wrap him up. That's kind of what we saw last year as well from this Johnson Creek team. And now they've moved the ball into Bulldog territory a little deeper. It's at the 25-yard line. 28-21, Johnson Creek in the lead. 3:32 to go in the ballgame. Awaiting the snap from center. There it is. Hand off to the running back, and he's gobbled up right away. Great play by Burns and the Bulldog defense. Ball carrier Owen Blakely wrapped up immediately. And Ithaca takes a timeout. 3:27 remaining in the football game. Johnson Creek still with the ball in Bulldog territory. 28-21, they lead it. This is high school playoff football from WRCO Sports.
Inspired Innovations is much more than a salon. You'll find items from local vendors, including A&B Boutique Clothing, The Gift Corner from Robin's Nest, Paparazzi Jewelry, signs by Inspired Creations, and unique offerings from local crafters. Plus, you can browse from Inspired Innovation Salon quality hair care and styling products from brands they trust. Stop in soon at Inspired Innovations, the corner of Highway 14 and County Highway JJ, Goltham in the Log Building.
The Filney Flip Phone is sponsored by Y-Connect Wireless. Reedsburg Catholic Memorial, Reedsburg leading Catholic Memorial, 33-26 in the fourth quarter. I think Reedsburg got a big lead in that one. Milwaukee Academy of Science leading Darlington, 36-29 in the fourth quarter. Here we are in the fourth, 3:27 to go. Second down, 13 yards to go from the 28-yard line of Ithaca. Johnson Creek leading by a touchdown. There's the snap. Herman throws. It's almost picked off and then caught here on the near side. Turning downfield, moving to the 20, down to the 16-yard line is Luke Hartz. Wow, the Bulldogs almost picked off a pass here on the near side. Tackle made by Wes Nelson. And Hartz gets, again, enough for the ball to be right around the 19-yard line. They actually moved it a little closer. Yeah, I thought it was closer to a first down. And it will be second down and inches for Johnson Creek, trying to ice this one away tonight against the Bulldogs. 28-21, the lead belongs to the Blue Jays, and they've been taking as much time as they can between plays, watching that back line judge. and it was enough for a first down. First down for the Blue Jays. Deep in Bulldog territory, 3:15 to go. Herman, the quarterback, standing between the running backs. One wide receiver wide to the right side. Blue Jays taking it down to 3 minutes. Waiting to snap is Herman. And now they're ready to go as they take more time off the clock. There's the snap from center. Hand off for a running play. Puts the shoulder down. Down to around the 9-yard line. Running back Tyler Holland. And the Bulldogs will use a timeout. 2:45 to go in the ballgame. 28-21, Johnson Creek. If you're just joining us, Bulldogs are up 14-0 in this game. Johnson Creek tying it up at 14, taking the lead at 21-14. And then the Bulldogs tying it up at 21. Johnson Creek untying it and taking the lead 28-21 here late in the game. We'll have a lot to recap here tonight. Bulldogs have really hurt themselves. A couple of interceptions. Actually, I say one interception, two lost fumbles. Bulldogs picked off one Johnson Creek pass, which led and helped set up to a touchdown. Otherwise, Johnson Creek has been pretty advantageous tonight. A final in eight-player football. Highland wins against North Crawford 35-0. So the Bulldog timeout is over. Johnson Creek up to the football. Second down. It's second down and goal to go for the Johnson Creek Blue Jays driving toward the south end zone. Leading by a touchdown. Trying to take it by more. There's the snap to Herman. Hand off a running play. Bulldogs pull him down again. Nowhere to go for Owen Blakely. Several Bulldogs coming up through the pack. That's Wyatt Hilde gutting it out again with a big hit to the linebacker spot. The Bulldogs use what I believe will be their final timeout. 2:40 remaining in the football game. Third and goal for the Bulldogs at the Bulldogs' 9-yard line for the Blue Jays, I should say. And we'll be back after a quick timeout. Level 2 playoff football tonight from WRCO Sports.
Hello, everyone. Brian from Walsh's. On Saturday, November 9th, from 4 p.m. to 6 p.m., we will be having the 21st Annual Ladies' Night at our Richland Center store only. 10 to 25% off on many items throughout the store. There will be food, games, prizes, and fun, and the first 100 customers receive a gift bag. So watch for ads, listen to the radio, and check us out on Facebook for this great night of fun at our Richland Center store only. Thanks for stopping in, and as always, we appreciate your business.
The timeout is over. The Bulldogs up to the football on defense. Johnson Creek on offense. Ball is at the Bulldogs' 9-yard line. Third down and goal to go. There's the snap to Herman. Hands off. Running back Blakely is going to be wrapped up at the 9, and he makes a good second effort all the way to the 5-yard line. Bulldogs unable to bring him down. Cody Burns, Sam Company, Wyatt Hilby, and Garcia Boland on the play. Ball marked at the 6. 2:20 to play, fourth and goal, and Johnson Creek has a good kicker. I'm guessing that's what they're going with, trying to make it a two-possession game. The kicker is number 4, Tanner Herman, the quarterback. He wasn't the starting quarterback last year for Johnson Creek, but he was the kicker, and I remember him being very good. He's been good on his extra points tonight. Tries the field goal. So let's see. We'll call it about a 24-yard field goal, and a timeout has been taken by Johnson Creek. 1:52 to go in the football game. Johnson Creek leading 28-21. The Filney Flip Phone is sponsored by Y-Connect Nationwide, local mobile phone plans, local service and support from Y-Connect Wireless. We've had an eventful night. Mr. Fabulous has had to dig deep tonight. And we're back on the air thanks to Drew and Bo. Again, the wind causing some major problems yesterday, and some more things came to light today. So, lovely. We hope we don't get the wind like we had yesterday for quite some time. Again, Belleville 21, Marshall 7. Aquinas shuts out Lodi 29-0. We told you earlier, Bangor lost in a big way in their game earlier tonight. So Bangor losing that again. They're a number one seed, knocked off in their game tonight. We'll have a complete look at scores a little later on. But here comes the field goal try. About a 24-yarder. Placement is made. Kick is on the way. And the kick is good. That will make it a 31-21 lead for Johnson Creek with a minute 50 to go. Field goal by Tanner Herman. And he's a talented kicker. So about a 24-yarder, and the Bulldogs now trail by 10 with 1:50 to go here in this football game. But it's been a pleasure having you along all season long. We enjoyed watching the Ithaca volleyball team. They suffered a loss last night, but been really a really phenomenal fall sports season for the Bulldogs in volleyball and in football, and then also runners for Richland Center Ithaca. Clayton Lee will be at state tomorrow along with Ryan Stadler and Grace Fretz as well. So good luck to the runners representing at state tomorrow. All right, here we go. Johnson Creek will kick off to the Bulldogs. Ithaca down by 10 points. And at this point, probably just have to gamble a little bit. Johnson Creek trying to hand Ithaca its first loss of the season after a 10-0 start. Here comes the approach by Herman. And this one is going to be pooched down to around the 15-yard line. Picked up by the Bulldogs. 20, 25, 30. And they are rushed out of bounds on the return by number 21, Nolan Waldner. Tackled by Aiden Smith and company, and that's where the Bulldogs will take over. A minute 43 remaining in the football game. Ithaca has it at its own 31-yard line. Thought there was a flag on the far side of the field, but I don't see it now. They may have picked it up. We'll see. So, again, we have not been penalty-free tonight by any means. Bulldogs, I think they have the football around the 31-yard line. I'm not sure. We've had a lot of discussions tonight as well. The officials taking it over on the far side. And is a penalty against the Bulldogs. I think it might be. Still no signal. Well, looks like a personal foul. 15-yarder takes it back to around the 5-yard line of Ithaca. So a minute 43 to go. Bulldogs with a football down by 10 points in this game. Not the way you want to start after the kickoff. It was a decent return to kick. So Jones will take it out of the shotgun snap. Bulldogs with three wide receivers on the left side, one on the right. There's the snap from center. Jones throws. It's complete. Caught on the far side, and then getting to the 20-yard line is Caden Keller. That's a gain of about 5 yards. Caden getting out there after the catch and return. Bulldogs in hurry-up mode. Minute 27 to go. There's the snap, and Jones spikes it. So that will take it to third down and 5 yards. Bulldogs have used their timeouts tonight, trying to get the ball back. And now a third down play coming up. Stops the clock again with a minute 23 to play. Hats off to a lot of these Bulldogs digging deep. You get to the 10th week of the season, and there certainly are some bumps and bruises and some aches and pains. Third down, 5 yards to go for the Bulldogs. Their own 21-yard line. Snap to Jones. Throws it to Caden Keller on the near side. He catches, runs it, and now he's going to be rushed out of bounds right around the 20-yard line. Aggressive tackle by Smith and company. Bulldogs lose maybe a yard, or did they? Well, back around the 19. Yeah, fourth down and about 7 to go. Clock rolling with a minute 15 to go. And the Bulldogs now down to their final gasp here, it would appear. Fourth down from the 19-yard line for Ithaca. Ball on the near hash mark. Egan Jones claps the hands, moves back in the pocket. Good protection. Here's it out over the middle, intercepted. And the Johnson Creek team takes a knee. Luke Hartz picks it off. And that will do it here tonight for the Bulldogs try. And INT, Luke Hartz gets the pick. And Johnson Creek starts the celebration. Number two seeded team, they're going to be moving on in the tournament. We did not get a score yet on the Kenosha St. Joseph Cambria Friesland game that is going on. Kenosha St. Joseph, the number one seed. Johnson Creek, the two. They're up on Ithaca by 10 and going to win this game here tonight as they look to improve to 10-1 on the season. And the Bulldogs will finish with that record. The whistle will start. We'll see what they decide to do. 50 seconds remaining. I would guess they'll be in victory formation, and they will. Herman takes a knee. Teams start to shake hands. We'll see if they have to snap it one more time. I believe they might. And they will. Second down. Ball at the 33 of Ithaca. 30 seconds. There's the snap. Herman takes a knee, and that will do it. This one belongs to Johnson Creek tonight. They finish off the Bulldogs 31-21. That's a final here in Johnson Creek at Glover Field. Coming up, the Gelenic Plumbing and Heating postgame show. Thank you so much for joining us tonight, and we'll recap it in just a moment. You're listening to High School Football with WRCO Radio Sports.
When it comes to your home's plumbing needs, you can trust and rely on Gelenic Plumbing and Heating. From new water heaters, sump pumps, and garbage disposals, to fixing a leaky faucet or a running toilet, we will solve your issues and provide you with the best options for your home. Gelenic Plumbing and Heating, offering 24/7 service, reasonable rates, and we guarantee the job will be done right. Gelenic Plumbing and Heating, 649-7916.
Certainly the turning point of the game had to be the resurgence of Tanner Herman, the quarterback for the Blue Jays, who went out of the game earlier in the game, was kind of twisted up on a play and injured his leg, it would appear, but then he came back strong, and the turning point tonight is the touchdown that gave the Blue Jays the lead, as it was Tanner Herman running a total of 21 yards for the touchdown to put his team up 27-21, and then he kicked the extra point as well to make it 28-21, and that is the final here tonight at Johnson Creek of 31-21 after Herman kicked a 24-yard field goal as well to give Johnson Creek the victory here tonight. And the Bulldogs suffer their first defeat of the campaign. Dunkin' Rewards offering you all kinds of rewards. Stop by Dunkin' and Richland Center to learn more. You're listening to High School Playoff Football 31-21, the final. Johnson Creek with a win over the Bulldogs on WRCO and WRCO.com.
Want a satisfying meal for just $6? Try the new $6 meal deal from Dunkin'. It's a medium hot or iced coffee, a bacon, egg, and cheese sandwich, and a side of hash browns for just $6. You know Dunkin' coffee. It's always made just how you like it. The bacon, egg, and cheese is toasty and delicious, and crispy golden hash browns are a must. So they're in the new $6 meal deal too. Take advantage of this offer while supplies last. Exclusions apply. See store for details.
Serving the community for over 90 years. Richards Insurance, we insure your peace of mind.
Everyone has their own taste in music, and you mix your playlist to accommodate that. So why can't insurance be that way? I'm Dylan Lewis from Richards Insurance Agency. We can make sure that your home, auto, business, and life insurance is mixed just right for you. That way your playlist doesn't have any unwanted songs. You can reach us at richardsinsure.com so that we can make sure you get the right tune.
I'm Joanne Krulatz, president of the Partners for Prevention Coalition of Richland County. Teens are becoming independent. You can play a role in their health and safety. Their brain is still developing and uniquely vulnerable to substance use. You can help young people in your life to make that one choice not to use substances. You can also help parents in our community to discourage underage drinking. Get tools and tips at the Partners for Prevention Coalition of Richland County's website.
Milk has been building champions for centuries. Why? Research shows that real milk builds pregame muscle, and low-fat chocolate milk restores postgame muscle for athletes like few other beverages. That's why local players know they're going to need milk to fuel their performance. Learn their inspiring stories at GonnaNeedMilk.com. Brought to you by Dairy Farmers of Wisconsin. It's time to join the Buckle Up, Phone Down movement. The Wisconsin Department of Transportation challenges all Wisconsin drivers to put safety first by taking the two most important actions to prevent or survive a crash. Use your seatbelt on every trip and put down the phone when driving. Buckle up and phone down on every trip, every time.
Welcome back to Johnson Creek as our post-game show continues on WRCO Radio. The Bulldogs scored the first touchdown on a 24-yard pass from Keegan Jones to Wesley Nelson. The Baltazar Kaiser kick made it 7-0. Bulldogs led 7-0 at the end of the first. They would score again with 9:06 remaining in the second. Nelson on a 3-yard touchdown run. The Kaiser kick made it 14-0. But then Johnson Creek took over. They would score 21 unanswered points. Tanner Herman with a pass to Luke Hartz, and it made it 14-7 with Herman's kick. Later on, they would score on a 16-yard touchdown run. That was Herman, and then Herman throwing to Hartz. That covered 16 yards on the pass. Herman tied it up with a field with the extra point. That made it 14-14. So that was the score. The Bulldogs would give up a touchdown again, 21-14. Luke Hartz on a 20-yard run, and that would make it 21-14 with 7 minutes and 4 seconds remaining in the third. And the Bulldogs would even it up. Bulldogs certainly bounced back in the game, and Nolan Walder on a 21-yard run, even the score with Kaiser's kick at 21. That was directly after an interception by the Bulldogs' Keegan Jones, which helped set that up. Tanner Herman with a 21-yard run, as mentioned, helping out the cause. And then later on, he would run it and get a field goal as well to put him up by 10 in the end. The Bulldogs turning it over on an interception. They fumbled one away, fumbled another away, and then an interception late in the ball game as well. So a total of 4 turnovers for the Bulldogs tonight, which helped spell their doom here in their first loss of the season as they see the season end at 10-1, and this Johnson Creek team defeating them for the second year in a row, moving on to play either Kenosha St. Joseph Catholic or Cambria Friesland in the next round of action. The Bulldogs making, again, a number of mistakes, kind of uncharacteristic of them this year. They've not done that a lot, and in the playoffs, it kind of gets a little bit more under a microscope with each week that goes by, where you're not really getting a lot of slack. If you do turn it over, you're going to pay for it, and they did tonight a couple of times. It resulted almost directly in a quick touchdown by the Blue Jays. Final score tonight is 31-21. Johnson Creek gets the win over the Ithaca Bulldogs. One last time with a filmy flip phone, then we're going to be turning it over to our friends at Football Friday Night. That is straight ahead between 10 and 11 tonight. Milwaukee Academy of Science edges Darlington 36-35. How about that? Kenosha St. Joseph beats Cambria Friesland 35-9. The final there. Lacrosse Logan over Onalaska 42-6. Honora Barneville over Waterford 36-14. Catholic Memorial edges Reedsburg 34-33. Highland winner in 8-player football 35-0 over North Crawford. That among the scores we have that are now finals: Lancaster 20, Yuba City 7, Potosi Cassville over Cochrane Fountain City 55-0. Cochrane Fountain City was the higher seed too in that one. And I know I had the Bangor score here earlier too, but that one ended quite a bit earlier. But I know Bangor got beat soundly tonight, 27-0. Thank you. That's final And Prairie du Chien was a big winner as well in their game tonight. Prairie du Chien winning 56-0 over Brookfield Academy. Tim Beat has more of those scores coming up. We appreciate you joining us all season long for high school football. Thanks to Mr. Fabulous Tim Feed and for everybody back home at the station as well. We appreciate that, and congratulations to the Bulldogs on a Scenic Bluffs conference championship and a win in the playoffs. But this week, they fall short. Final score, Johnson Creek 31, Ithaca 21. You've been listening to high school football playoff action, WRCO and WRCO.com.
Thanks for listening to local sports coverage from WRCO Radio in Richland Center. WRCO Radio has provided coverage of local sports since 1949 with the support of the community, giving credit to student athletes, schools, coaches, teachers, officials, trainers, parents, and fans for all the contributions it takes to make local sports successful. This broadcast has been a presentation of WRCO Radio Sports in Richland Center.
WRCO 100.9 FM, Richland Center.
She takes care of two kids. She'll mind her own business when the boy's gone through. Let you get away with the things you do when you're drunk. And never ever bring her back up. If that's the kind of girl you want, if that's the kind of girl you need, there's nothing wrong to want what you want. But baby, that'll never be me. I'll be just fine. Back when a Baptist church is where
leaves them back there right now. 98 Chevy with the tailgate down. FM on it with the gold up loud. Burning up the night, dancing wild. I could use a little more wide open. Back when all I wanted was the hand I was holding. Living in the moment with a good time crowd. Making life count. Back when a how you been came through a phone call. Back when a pastime was watching baseball. Yeah, back when politics, it wasn't table talk. Back when you had a fight, you could just walk it off. I could use some back then right now. 98 Chevy with the tailgate down. FM on it with the gold up loud.
That was Tyler Hubbard with Back Then Right Now. Before that, we had Go Getter by Jess Moskaluk. Hopefully I pronounced that right. Attempted here, and I'm around, hanging around here. I'm rounding up some high school football scores so I can give you a report at 11. And before that, we will have Football Friday Night. That'll be coming up within the next 10 minutes or so. So be sure to keep it tuned right here to WRCO. Hope your Friday night is going good. And thank you for those that listen to the Johnson Creek Ithaca game. And Johnson Creek beat Ithaca, ending their great season by a score of 31-21. But hats off to the Ithaca boys for having such a great season. So it will be Johnson Creek going on, advancing on to take on Kenosha St. Joseph Catholic next weekend. And our apologies once again, Phil, as Phil mentioned, we had problems with our transmitter since last night. The winds last night seemed to goof things up there, and we've had problems off and on. It was going really good for most of today, and unfortunately had to happen during the football broadcast. But thank you to everyone who was patient, and thank you for calling in just to let us know, just in case we didn't know. But as you notice, we're back on the air on the radio. But if that ever happens again, don't worry. We switch over to WRCO.com and to the Civic Media app in case you weren't aware of it. And you can listen to us on there if something happens to go off there, unless it's something we're totally off there. But we will always keep you informed if anything happens. Once again, keep it tuned here. 10 o'clock, we'll have Football Friday Night. And then after that, at 11, I'll have a rundown of the area scores and let you know who's advancing on and who's playing each other in the next round of high school football.
Wendy's breakfast burrito has an entire breakfast in every bite. Fresh cracked eggs, seasoned potatoes, American cheese, cheese sauce, and sausage or bacon. So the first bite is like fresh sea sausage, cheese sauce. And the second bite is like fresh sea sausage, cheese sauce. You get the idea. And now, get yours with a dollar any size soft drink. Gotta be Wendy's.
Limited time only. Price and participation may vary. Not valid in a combo. Exclusions apply.
My name is Jeremiah Hassel for the Richland County Right to Life. I am the result of an unplanned pregnancy. I'm grateful my mother chose life. Babies are not an inconvenience, not a nuisance. They're a miracle. That's right. Life is a miracle. Let's celebrate life and protect the unborn. See the Richland County Right to Life on Facebook to see what services and options are available to you.
Furniture, decor, and more in Boscobel, and now open in Westby, invites you to their Christmas open house this Friday through Sunday, this weekend only. All home decor and accessories are buy two, get one free. Get your home ready for the holidays with Furniture, Decor, and More Christmas open house, now in Boscobel and Westby. Furniture, decor, and more in Boscobel, and now open in Westby, invites you to their Christmas open house this Friday through Sunday, this weekend only. All home decor and accessories are buy two, get one free. Get your home ready for the holidays with Furniture, Decor, and More Christmas open house, now in Boscobel and Westby. Looking back on 75 years of broadcasting at WRCO, we've heard many great sports highlights through the years.
The happiest guy in the locker room, Lou Burnett, who just wrote baseball history by beating the New York Yankees. Another shutout, Lou, congratulations.
Thank you, Al. It was a great thrill.
It's second down, Zello against Webb, 20 for the Zello, 4, 3 off the rim, Zello gets it back, 2, 1, he hits. It's over! The Milwaukee Bucks are champions of the world!
It's 7:15. There's a new home run champion of all time, and it's Henry Aaron.
The United States clearing a 2-0 line, and finally, out to the center ice area. 2 seconds left. It's all over. The U.S. beats the Soviet Union 4-3.
Robin Yount, 4-for-4 today. 5 consecutive hits in the series. Time call for the moment as Yount drives it over the right field fence.
This WRCO 75th History Moment is sponsored by Jones Chevrolet, Richland County Bank, and Walsh's Ace. The Wisconsin Supper Club tradition has found new life at Kickapoo Creekside. From mouth-watering steaks and fresh seafood to a large salad bar and perfectly crafted old fashions, Kickapoo Creekside offers a truly exceptional dining experience. Choose from the menu or indulge in the chef's daily special. Dine inside or enjoy your meal outside in the fresh air. Visit Kickapoo Creekside at 827 West Kickapoo Street in Reedstown. Open Wednesdays through Saturdays at 4 p.m. and Sundays starting at 11. Come and taste the tradition.
Antique, estate, pre-owned jewelry is the hottest trend in today's jewelry. Not only is J.J. Walsh Jewelers in Richland Center strong buyers of used jewelry, we have purchased a huge collection of estate pieces that are for sale every day. But since this has been such a hot category for us, this year we're bringing in a traveling estate jewelry show. Saturday, November 9th, we're hosting the nationally known Singer Estate Collection. They'll have hundreds of amazing pieces, including items owned by Elvis, Elizabeth Taylor, and more, and everything is for sale. Art Deco, Edwardian, Vintage, Art Nouveau, Mid-Century, and other styles for every taste. November 9th, J.J. Walsh Jewelers, Downtown Richland Center.
A Kubota tractor will help you get all those jobs done fast and easy. Hi, I'm Rick from the Homesteader Store. Kubota is known for their high-quality four-wheel drive diesel tractors. They have hydrostatic transmissions, loaders, and three points. They offer great financing. You can go to our website where you can watch a short video where I go through the different sizes of Kubota tractors to fit your needs. Learn about the full line of Kubota tractors at Southern Wisconsin Tractor Experts, the Homesteader Store.
Looking for the best in shoes and clothing? Look no further than Mr. G's Shoes and Clothing in Richland Center. Mr. G's has it all, from stylish outfits to durable work boots. Whatever you need, Mr. G's has you covered. Visit them today at 140 Richland Square or give them a call at 647-3543. Mr. G's Shoes and Clothing, where quality meets style.
Shoes, Mr. G's.
100.9 WRCO. I try to get up every morning with a smile and apply the golden rule. But sometimes that old devil tempts me and I go acting like a fool. Dear Jesus, I keep trying to be perfect, but I'm just a mortal man. Lord, help me be the kind of person my dog thinks I am. Sometimes I go to church on Sunday
Saturday's whiskey on my breath. But I keep praying and promising to quit before I drink myself to death. Help me walk the straight and narrow, change this light into a lamp. Oh Lord, help me be the kind of person my dog thinks I am. I know he's just a mutt, but he don't judge me when times get pretty hard. Is my Bible, buries my liquor in the yard. Me, Lord, and I know that I'll be coming home someday. When I do, I pray you'll find a pair of wings for old Jake. Now the preacher's been real good to me, but I know who's really been there in the jail. Lord, help me be the kind of person my dog thinks I am. Dear Lord, help me be the kind of person my dog thinks I am.
Kiss her on the street, when you kiss her when she's still asleep, it matters to her. Storm blowing in.
Some banks today are a whole lot more interested in the interest you pay them than the interest they take in you. Richland County Bank, your local hometown bank, appreciates the chance to have you as a customer, but that's just the beginning. Richland County Bank is interested in you. It's a part of Richland County Bank's commitment to great customer service. If you're interested in a bank that's interested in you, Richland County Bank is the right choice. Member FDIC, an equal housing lender. Learn more at richlandcountybank.com.
Football Friday Night on WRCO is sponsored by Richland County Bank, Walsh's Ace Hardware, Muscadet Mini Mart, Arneson Service and Repair, Meister Log and Lumber, Pratt Funeral Service, and People's Community Bank.